Attention triggers is a way of thinking about how people decide to pay attention to things going on around them. If you have read NLP books or taken NLP seminars, you may know this material as metaprograms, biodata profiles, or deep structure analysis. I call this section attention triggers for one reason. People cannot pay attention to everything all the time. We just don't have that capability because when you think about all the things we might be paying attention to, both outside our bodies and inside our bodies, the number of possibilities expands almost infinitely. It has been said that we can attend to only 5 to 9 things simultaneously. Less than 5 and we become bored. More than 9 is either impossible or overwhelming. You can try it for yourself. See how many of these things you can keep in your conscious awareness simultaneously. Number 1, feel the chair you're sitting on. Number 2, keep paying attention to the pressure of the chair and listen to some sound in the area, the fan on your computer, people talking in the room, or the sound of the air conditioner. And you can do both of these fairly comfortably. Number 3, keep paying attention to the pressure of the chair, continue paying attention to the ambient sound, and add in some memory of a past vacation. Continue with awareness of the chair, the sound, the memory of a past vacation, and add in thoughts about something you're planning to do later today. Continue. This is number 5. Continue to attend to the pressure, the sound, the memory, the plan for later, and add in awareness of your breathing. Still okay? Just keep adding things, either inside or outside, and see how many you can pay attention to simultaneously. Okay, no need to break your brain. This was just a quick way for you to understand that we all need some automatic mechanisms for shifting attention so that we will pay attention to the things which are necessary for survival and the things which are desirable for our learning and pleasure. Your brain has learned which things you're interested in and brings them into your awareness automatically. For example, have you noticed that when you buy a new car, that all of a sudden you see many cars like yours? Where were they before? Your automatic attention triggers were mostly ignoring them. Then, when you demonstrated that you were very interested in this particular car, your perceptual filters shifted and you began to be aware of them. This is what the attention triggers module is all about. So let's apply this idea to some important business and sales issues. For example, there are 4 ways people can make decisions. Number 1, good and quickly. Number 2, good and slowly. Number 3, bad and quickly. And number 4, bad and slowly. Let's analyze how each of these would work. To make good decisions quickly, you need to consider all relevant information and think it over efficiently. Then make a decision. It will likely be a good decision, and it will happen in a timely fashion. To make good decisions slowly, you need to consider all of the relevant information and think about it too long. Then make a decision. It will be a good decision, but may or may not be in time to do you any good. To make a bad decision quickly, you need to consider only part of the relevant information and make a decision. It will be a bad decision and people will notice. To make a bad decision slowly, you need to consider only part of the relevant information, think it over too long, then make a decision. It will be a bad decision and nobody will care anymore. This module is about how people make decisions and how you can help them make a good decision and become your customer. If you're working at the correct level of the prospective organization, you'll be working with successful people. They are able to approve the dispersal of funds because they're competent. Therefore, you will be working only with people who either make good decisions quickly or those who make good decisions slowly. If you're talking with someone who makes bad decisions either slowly or quickly, they are probably not able to actually make a buying decision and paying you. If you learn this to be the case, it's time to leave and re-enter the organization at the correct level. This is explained in detail in the Greenlight Selling Virtual Seminar module on Touchpoint Selling.